I didn't think of myself as a child of God in daily need of grace, in the middle of my own sanctification, still in a battle with sin, still in need of the body of Christ, and called to pastoral ministry. No, I thought of myself as a pastor. That's it, bottom line. The office of pastor was more than a calling and a set of God-given gifts that had been recognized by the body of Christ. Pastor defined me. It was me in a way that proved to be more dangerous than I would have thought. The crisis of identity caused by the drive to be successful is one of the main reasons many pastors feel discouraged today. Many of these men work hard and make great sacrifices, but they feel like they have little to show for it at the end of the day. In desperation, many pastors succumb to doing whatever works to find the success they long for in their church. Pastors who feel like a failure easily succumb to the pull of pragmatism. Not only does this desperation for success breed a pragmatic mentality in ministry, it can also lead a pastor who finds that his family life isn't working well for him to neglect them, prioritizing the schedules, decisions, and needs of the church over those of his own wife and children. The demands of significance. One of the easiest ways to discourage a pastor is to make him feel like he is unneeded. Pastors often struggle with the desire to be significant in some way. The most obvious way this surfaces is in the tendency to volunteer to do all the work. This creates an unhealthy pattern of ministry in which the pastor's need to be needed leads the church to depend on him for everything. He has to make every visit. He has to preach every Sunday. He has to be at every meeting. He has to conduct every wedding and funeral. Because of this, he will not delegate any of his tasks to others. He will not take his vacation time, even though he badly needs some time away with his family. He will not allow others to help him, even though he is close to burning out as he tries to balance the demands of church and family. His desire to be needed leads him to unconsciously create a church culture in which he seems to be irreplaceable. This can easily be camouflaged as faithfulness to the Lord or as a zeal to labor hard in the work of the ministry, yet it eventually leads to two common results, burnout and family neglect. A pastor's need for significance can also lead to the neglect of his family when certain people in the church make him feel more significant than his wife and children do. A pastor can easily fall into this deception. He can become convinced that he really needs to meet with a young man in the church to help him work through his problems, even if it means missing dinner with the family for the third straight evening. The young man who thinks you hung the moon and hangs on every word you say can be powerfully persuasive when compared to the demands of your tired.